came, I see you came back, let this, that's good.
We have met with the single-family homeowners and owner of the bed and breakfast. The three single-family homeowners strongly in favor of being included. The bed and breakfast owner equally strongly disagreeable about being included.
Okay.
I think what we want to do, and I might need some assistance from Mr. Moore, I believe we could, we have a resolution that needs to be passed. It includes a legal description. I believe that we could draw up a legal description that would basically bisect the parcel in question, including the properties, the single-family properties to the rear, to include them, and leaving out the bed and breakfast for the time being, if that's agreeable to the county council.
Then you would need to rewrite that, obviously.
We would need to rewrite the legal description. I think it would just have to be adopted as amended, perhaps, to include 50% of parcel 334-12-119.
Okay. Mr. Moore, I assume this is something that would come back next week?
Yes. We would need the legal description so that that could be accepted.
I need to point to John Ashman because I know we have some legal time frames by the state code.
If we defer to next week, we won't make the time frame by state code.
We would have to re-advertise and start the process again. I apologize.
How fast can you get a legal
description?
Yeah, we've got time. We can defer to that.
Unless he tells us it takes too many days or something. I don't know. I'm not a...
But if
he, you know how you attorneys are.
I mean, we're willing to take a shot at it. I don't know if there are, we have the survey data for this parcel, but we're willing to take a shot at it.
Okay.
The other option is, obviously, to exclude the parcel and deal with it at a later time, or include the parcel and the gentleman with the bed and breakfast will have to connect to sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have three options.
Okay, well, why don't we take the first option of you seeing if you can rewrite and come back to us after executive session? Is that a possibility?
Yep, give it a shot.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, Mr. Moore, we're going to continue this on the old business, and we'll come back after executive session to see where we are.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings. You'd have a shot at it.
Good job, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item is from the election scholarship contest. I'd like just to keep my accounting records in order and just ask for a motion for that. And the motion states, Sussex County Council hereby establishes the Sussex County Election Year Scholarship Contest for 2014. The first place winner will receive a $200 scholarship and five runner-up will receive a $100 scholarship. $100 will be provided from each council person's grant account, and $200 has been confirmed to be received by Mr. Moore and Rutt's firm.
I have a motion. Do you have a motion on this?
That's the motion.
Mr. Phillips, second. Yeah, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next grant. Rehoboth Beach Main Street is requesting support for their annual 4th of July fireworks show. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
I'm going to defer on that this week. We'll put it back on a little later.
Okay. Overall, Maritime Museum Foundation, they're requesting funds to continue to restore the historical vessel, the Monomoy boat. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $300 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, I could have another $300, but restoring that boat, a lot of people come to Lewis to see that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, to grant $300 to the Overfalls Maritime Museum Foundation for maintenance expenses of the historic vessel for Mrs. Deaver's council bank account.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundations requesting $1,000 in support of their many educational programs. Their after-school program provides education for children that struggle with reading, writing, and math skills. Last grant received was $1,000, $500 from Ms. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Wilson for the Griffin Place program.
do it again.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Delmarva Clergy United Social Action Foundation after school programs, being $500 from Mr. Wilson, $500 Mrs. Deeb.
Mine be $250. They have public schools, don't they? I don't know why they have to.
It's after, it's after school program.
It's after school?
It's after, yes.
Oh, all right, I'll go for $500 then. All right.
Any more questions on the motion?
$500.
It's for the kids.
We'll take your vote, Mrs. Deeber.
It's for the children, yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Bayside Breeze Fast Pitch Youth Softball is requesting sponsorship for their team to participate in tournaments that cost $450 to $500. The team is comprised of young ladies who live throughout Sussex County, King County, and Maryland. There is no specific amount requested. There have been no past grants. Since participants are countywide, it would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
Okay. And they ask for $450 to $500?
Is each tournament cost $450, but there's no other specific amount requested.
Why don't we do that?
We'll do a $500.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deeber, to grant $500 to the Bayside Breeze Fast Pitch Youth Softball Team from the countywide youth grant. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deeber.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Mason Dixon Woodworkers is requesting a contribution to defray the cost of making toys for needy children. No specific amount is requested. A donation of $500 is able to produce 83 toys with a value of $2,075. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $600 from Mr. Phillips and $100 from each of the four members of council.
I'll make that motion again.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, I'll put me in for another $200. Make mine $200
instead of $100.
Okay.
It's a good organization.
To grant the Mason Dixon Woodworkers for Toys for Children in Need $1,100, being $600 Mr. Phillips' account, $200 Mr. Wilson's account, $100 Mrs. Deeber, Mr. Cole, and my account.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deeber.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next. The Millsboro Historical Society is requesting funds to help maintain the historical landmark, the Godwin School. This grant will be used for the necessary maintenance, such as painting, shingle and shutter replacement, as well as power washing. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this project.
The Godwin family isn't taking care of the...
Is that schoolhouse close to the line district-wide?
It is close to the line. I know that you had asked, you thought it was between Mr. Wilson's and yours, but what I got from mapping, it was between Mr. Wilson and Mr. Vincent's.
That's wrong. No, it's not.
And I don't.
Yeah, no, I looked
I don't
it
know.
Up.
I just got it from the mapping way. Department. I don't know.
That's almost as good as
I don't know.
Short of half mile away.
I want to know where she's getting her maps.
Oh, could we defer it a week to get the?
I know where it is. I can tell you where it is.
Sir,
Mr.
Lawson. No,
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's right at the corner of Godwin School Road and Route 20. We looked it up. It's in Mr. Wilson's district.
What's across the road? I guess was the question.
And what's down the corner?
I mean, whose district is across the road? The mapping came back with Mr. Vincent's.
Oh, no. To the south, about a half a mile, is your district, and then to the west, about a mile to 2 miles, Workman's Store is Mr. Vincent's.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Vincent,
yes,
before
sir.
We deferred, are you interested in helping out?
No, sir.
Mr. Wilson, are you ready to make a motion? I don't want to get in your business.
All right, I'll make a motion to give $2,000.
And I'll make a motion that I can contribute an additional $2,000.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Wilson.
While I make a motion, I should, Mr. Vincent is a mile away, we should just make a motion, he'd get $500.
You good for that, Mr. Vincent? That's a motion.
Motion is... Mr. Wilson, is a motion to grant how much money?
$2,500.
No, the total, how much money?
$2,000 total?
Oh, I don't know what rest you want to give. That's
okay, $2,000, Mr. Wilson, $2,000, Mr. Phillips, and $1,000 for Mr. Vincent.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Phillips. I mean, motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $5,000 to the Millsboro Historical Society for Godwin School Maintenance, being $2,000 from Mr. Wilson's account, $2,000 Mr. Phillips' account, $1,000 from my account.
Are you okay?
We'll see. Any questions on a motion?
Resubmit the letter next week.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deeber.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote no. Motion passes.
No ribbon cutting for you.
Okay.
Now you know how it feels.
Now, what we're going to do is move in the agenda. We're going to move possible action, I'm sorry, additional business in front of executive session. We're going to have an extremely, extremely long executive session.
Mr. President, may I also ask the council for their consideration? It's brought to my attention that we do, in fact, have a land acquisition item that we have to discuss. Mr. Moore and I conferred that we are able to, again, amend the agenda to bring land acquisition back on under executive session through a vote from county council. So I would need a motion to insert or add land acquisition under executive session.
I like the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Yes. Mr. Cole, to add land acquisition back on the agenda. We're going to amend it again to where it was. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried.
You.
Now we're going to go to additional business. Paul Rieger.
And as he's coming up, Mr. President, I'll just for the record state that this is not a new land acquisition matter that came up today. This was the same one that was originally advertised, and it was just inadvertently removed.
Very good.
Correct.
Inadvertent.
Mr. Rieger.
Good morning. Hi, Rieger. Georgetown. As what I like is like with the public comment section, the additional business, if you can keep it before executive session, because like for timing valuable, with all the complaints that I've had going through them, I believe your public comment session doesn't take up too much of your time. It's like today, I would have been forced to stay here if I had to speak for hour and a half until you came back from executive session, not knowing when you're going to come back in. It's just not right to do for the citizens of Sussex County. At least there's a time frame when I expected coming in within 11:30 to 12 o'clock, I was able to say my 3 minutes and go with it. But with different timing and stuff like that, it's one part where the residents should trump everything else and be able to speak. And it should be at a set time.
We can't have a set time.
No, but a closed time before executive session. So the residents coming in at 10 o'clock, waiting, knowing that they're going to be there for 2 hours, versus coming back in after executive session. You just come back early, we're out, somebody's out having lunch or something. We may miss you by 5 minutes, and we just wasted our whole day.
Thank you, sir.
With different things. Thank you very much.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I see at the bottom, actually, I see it was reposted. This agenda was reposted. I want to know why. First of all, it says the agenda amendment was required to address these matters which needed immediate council attention, which arose after the initial posted agenda, but before the start of the council meeting. What a crock. Last Tuesday, stand right here, these guys that were doing this told you all that it was going to be on the agenda for this week, and then it wasn't put on the agenda. Total violation, because then at that point, it should have been kept for a whole week, because it was not inadvertently, it didn't come up after the fact. So you got to better be getting this thing straightened up.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants, qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. We're going downstairs,
please.